5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
An audio engineer knows which gear there is.
You need to run your source through the DNS 1500 first.
This always did feel like one of those shows that would go for a while.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go on St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
I don't drink, which is not what you're supposed to do when you're Irish.
Irish ancestry is really tough.
You go to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. I think they go to Mass.
There's no dyeing the rivers green.
Actually, my nuclear plant did that.
A lot of people try and do an Irish accent.
May your trousers ride high and your bonnet fit tight.
Is your bonnet on tight? Okay, and away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGLradio.com. Speaking of which, the KGL News crew, I said, why don't we go to see if we can find some drunk people in San Francisco? And then we did. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my office is just around the corner, and it seems like a pretty good place to go for a few beers after work, especially with an atmosphere like this.
What brings you out here today?
To get the word out about my dragon beer bongs.
Are you from Ireland?
I am, born and raised on a west coast city called Galway.
Okay, how does this compare to what they do over there?
I think the Americans know how to celebrate a little bit better.
I'm a huge mutt, but there is Irish mixed in there, yes.
What are you drinking?
Pint of the black stuff, of course, Guinness.
Bud Light. Oh, it's very pathetic. I can't do heavy beer.
I'm drinking some Guinness.
How long are you going to go?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'll have a handful more. 5 or 10.
How long?
Yeah.
Probably just for another hour. I got a kid at home.
Probably a couple hours. Maybe longer. There's a 3D dragon hologram display going on at 8:30 at the Civic Center, so I'm probably going to go to that.
Oh, right on. Yeah, that's the Game of Thrones thing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Right, right. So that's happening. I love it. Okay, all things beer. By the way, so people around the world are drinking 13 million pints of Guinness just today, which brings me to my guest. It is Greg Avila. Greg, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
And well, I'd say top of the morning to you. Well, almost if you're on the East Coast.
Yeah, very close to the morning.
All right. So now you have this, and this is great. This is all things Bay Area and San Francisco and Silicon Valley. Untapped is the name of your app.
Yes.
Which I find very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a social network for beer lovers in a nutshell. So it allows people to kind of, record, check in, have a rating for a beer and share with friends and kind of get a better understanding of what beers to drink and where to drink them.
I downloaded it. It was free, so that was a good thing. I like that. I didn't go through the process of signing in yet, but I'm going to do it.
Awesome.
How did you come up with this idea? Because I like it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole notion really was I founded it with my co-founder, Tim, who was out in L.A. And basically what we wanted to do is he's out in L.A., I'm in New York City. We wanted to be able to track the beers we had with, by ourselves and share them with our friends across the country. There are so many craft beers and beers out there in general that we wanted to kind of catalog. But ultimately, if you live on the East Coast or live on the West Coast, there are different types of beers that you're not going to be able to get. So we wanted to be able to kind of categorize it, get recommendations, and then figure out what else is out there in the world of beer.
Okay, so what type of things can people find with your app? I mean, I just looked at it, and there were so many different things that you could do.
Yeah, exactly. The number one thing you can do on the app, obviously, is log the beers you're having currently. So we look at it from a real-time perspective of, like, you're at the pub right now and you want to give a rating for a beer you just had and you want to tag where you had it. Think of it like Instagram, but instead of taking a photo, which you can on our service, you're basically going to log the beer of what you're having and where you had it. And this can help you many ways. You can actually use the app more frequently, and the app will learn exactly what kind of styles of beer you like and then recommend similar beers in your local area. Because one of the things about beer that's interesting is that it's distributed in many parts of the country differently. So there are beers in California that I can't get in New York. So ultimately, we know where you're located because the app is a geo-centric application. And then we can figure out, hey, you're in New York, we're going to recommend local beers. And if you like IPAs, we're going to recommend local IPAs. So as you use the app more often, it kind of helps you figure out exactly what your next beer is going to be that you're going to like.
It's Waze for beer. Really.
Exactly.
It's intuitive. Oh, my God. Who'd have thunk it? I mean, yeah, it's just perfect. I'm sure people are going to love this. Once again, it's called Untappd. So, you know, if you're on vacation and you want to try a local beer, this is would be a good way to do it. It's, as you said, you know, because every region has a different craft beer.
Exactly, especially on vacation, too. When I'm traveling around the country and around the world, and I want to find out where the hot spots are to grab a beer or grab a pint, I can use the app to actually tell me where around me currently that I'm actually going to be finding that next great beer. It can tell me the popular spots in terms of popular restaurants and bars, but also it can tell me the popular local beers around the area, because sometimes it's hard to find, and the app can kind of give you that kind of flavor of what's next and what's local around you.
Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom is sitting in with me tonight. Brian, he even brews his own beer, so I'm sure you want to ask him some questions. Have at it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I like about Untappd is you can find out great venues to drink in that are kind of nearby. So if you're visiting another city and you're like, oh, I don't know where everybody's at tonight, where's the fun being had, you can use this app to do that too, right?
Exactly, yeah, and especially for St. Patrick's Day like today, you can actually use the app and say, hey, where are the hot spots around? And maybe you want to avoid those spots on a day like today, and you want to go somewhere a little more low-key. The app can tell you, hey, this place has people checked in recently, but the other place that you normally go to is packed tonight, so maybe you want to try something different. So it can give you kind of a flavor of where to go and who to hang out with as well, because ultimately it's a social app, right? So you can get to keep track of all where your friends are drinking and hang out with them as well.
Yeah, it's very cool because we were looking at it earlier before we came on the air, and sure enough, we're in the financial district, and all these places just popped right up, and it's like, wow, man, what are we doing the show for tonight when we could go there? You know, what the hell?
Exactly, yeah.
Come on, 10 o'clock. Right, yes, for sure.
And as a big beer guy, sometimes I'm looking for a particular beer, and I'm like, oh, where's it going to be? Is it going to be at this bar, or do I have to walk a little further and go to this next bar to try to find this, or is it at the grocery store? And
exactly.
And you can find the beer that you're looking for this way.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. It can tell you, basically, we use the algorithms of people checking in beer, and the fact that we are a real-time application like a Twitter or a Facebook, you can tell you that, hey, this beer has been checked in a few times at this bar. So if I'm in San Francisco and I really want to fly into the Elder, I really want to find out where that's located. You can open up the app, and it can tell you some of the hot spots of the bars that are currently serving it, and you can check and see if it's there.
That's what was the name of that Piney?
Yeah. Piney the Elder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Karen's wearing the T-shirt right now. Yeah, well, I love it.
One of my favorite beers, actually, to be honest. I don't get it very often, obviously, being on the East Coast, but whenever I make my trip out to the West Coast, that's what I'm looking for. So that's what I recommend anyone to try.
And her Warrior shirt. Oh, my God. She's got it covered, man. I love it.
Definitely.
It's fantastic. I'm really impressed with that. That you can find a specific beer. So would it tell you whether, you know, let's say I want to go, I want to take it home. I don't want to go to a pub. Would it distinguish between the pub and the grocery store? Or
we have a product that we allow for some of our retail customers to sign up. Well, we have a different account based on the retail nation of the actual store versus a bar or a pub. Ultimately, you know, socially generated data like somebody like yourself or me checking in a beer will tell you that beer has been checked in recently, but ultimately we don't know if it's actually valid. It could have been checked in last week and may not be available anymore on draft. So we have a premium feature for bars and restaurants and retailers to kind of come in and kind of claim their page and upload their menus in real time so that data can be synced out to all the people that want to find it. The biggest problem in the beer industry right now for consumers is they really want to find that great beer, especially like Pliny the Elder, which is a very rare beer. I remember the last time I was in San Francisco, I went to the Whole Foods downtown there, and I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, do you have Pliny the Elder? And they said, you're not from around here, are you? I go, no, I'm not. He goes, yeah, you got to come here on Wednesdays because that's when the shipment comes in, and it's gone within a couple hours. So we want to help provide that problem and fix it someone can actually get that beer by using the app and find it really easily.
Well, if you're into beer, this is epic. All right, the name of the app is Untappd, and when we come back, we'll talk about the top five St. Paddy's Day beers and the best pubs and Irish pubs tonight in San Francisco. All on the way as we speak with Greg Avila and the Untappd app. Available for iPhone and Android users right now. So download away and chug away. We'll be right back on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
There are some Americans.
Ted may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on KGO 810. And we're talking about beer, beer, beer. Yes. And the app is called Untappd. And it is all things beer. And Greg Avila is my guest. And when did you guys come up with this app?
We actually came up with about 5.5 years ago. So we've been around for quite some time now, but ultimately we've been able to collect some good data, specifically around holidays like St. Patrick's Day, to kind of predict and see exactly what the trends are in the beer space there.
Okay. And you have to know this because during the break, I said to Brian, I said, well, how long have you, I was thinking he just downloaded the app for the interview. No, he's had it for years.
Oh, wow. He's an early adopter.
Definitely. I've had it for at least a couple of years. I use it whenever I'm originally from the East Coast. So whenever I go back to New England, I'm using it. And then whenever I travel around the country, I'm using it. I was just in Chicago, and I used it to find some pretty good porters in Chicago right now. So I used it to find some of those and enjoy myself a couple of pints there. So
yeah,
very cool.
All right, so let's talk about the top St. Paddy's Day beers.
Yeah. So what we did was we always tried to take trends and seeing what was popular in the prior years. And I think if you're a beer novice, you kind of assume that Guinness would probably be the top beer
today.
Checked in on St. Patrick's Day, and for the fourth year in a row, it definitely has met and exceeded that. The crazy stat that I have for you is last year, the most popular time people drank beer, because it was a Tuesday, was around the 7 to 10 p.m. local time area. And during those 3 hours, Guinness was checked in and untapped once every second, which is an insane amount of number that Guinness is being consumed over the period of the application. That's around seven times its average hourly check-in rate. They average around 300 check-ins per hour. They're doing about 3,800 check-ins per hour on those key times. So a lot of Guinness consumed for those St. Patrick's Day lovers, for sure.
I love that. And you're in New York City, right? So, I mean, you must see real-time numbers happening in an insane kind of way.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we see this stuff happen in real time, and it always boggles my mind. Again, a lot of people always ask us, if you don't like Guinness, what's the other beers that are more popular as well? And in San Francisco, we saw that the actual second and third actually were some local breweries, actually. So Anchor Brewing Company out of San Francisco, Anchor Seam, with the third highest checked-in beer this year in St. Patrick's Day, which is kind of a unique one because it's not really a stout and it's not really a porter either. It's more of a lighter beer. So it's kind of interesting to see some local flavor popping up and taking over some of the top spots that traditionally are kind of taken over by Guinness.
Go ahead, Brian, because I'm sure.
I was going to say, is there any beer that at any time of year that reaches that level? I mean, one check-in per second is just an insane level of check-ins. Is there any other beer at any other time of year that comes close to that?
Not really. I mean, Guinness, we've taken some polls of some other holidays. So the other big holidays for us are obviously Super Bowl Sunday, which is a big thing for us as well. New Year's Eve, which is another drinking holiday as well. And none of those days are actually associated with the beer so well that St. Patrick's Day does with Guinness. It becomes a pea in a pod situation where Guinness and St. Patrick's Day are like two things you cannot separate. So there's no other day or holiday that we ever see that actually shows another beer being output like this. It's just absolutely crazy. I think in 2010, last time I looked at the data, 10% of all check-ins were Guinness. That's incredible considering how many beers are out there in the entire world.
Right.
10% of all of them were all Guinness. Pretty insane number.
And I was looking today at just stats about drinking, and I came up with this stat. St. Patrick's Day is actually the fourth most popular drinking holiday behind New Year's Eve, Christmas, and 4th of July. Is that what you see also, basically?
Exactly. Well, it all depends. The 4th of July, we see a lot of people with barbecues and stuff like that.
Right.
But St. Patrick's Day, it's like a whole day kind of affair when it comes to drinking. So spread out. When it comes to New Year's Eve, we're talking about drinking between like 9 and 11 o'clock at nighttime. So St. Patrick's Day has a full day. People kind of get into it. Even this year, being on the Thursday, people started a lot earlier than they usually did. Like I mentioned, the 7 o'clock hour was the big one in 2015, obviously being on a Tuesday. This year, we saw it start to spike up around 1 p.m. So
I was just going to say it has to be day drinking. Like yes, if there's one, today would be the excuse for day drinking and a day drunk.
Exactly.
Right. Well, yeah, and the NCAA tournament is always right around St. Patrick's Day. Right. So I wanted to ask if that kind of plays into the numbers as well, do you think?
It did. I believe this is the first time in almost 7 years, and I could be wrong with that, but that St. Patrick's Day and the NCAA tournament first round actually started on the same day, which obviously adds more drinking experiences to it, not only St. Patrick's Day, but also for the March Madness tournament. So we've actually been heads down over here looking at some of the data around that. And what we did this year is we created our own kind of March Madness bracket experience. We call it Brewery Madness. We took all the top 24 breweries, 64 breweries in the country, and we ranked them just like they do in the NCAA March Madness bracket. And we put them off to each other, and we're going to calculate who has the most check-ins over the course of the tournament, and we're going to rank a winner as a national beer champion. So we'll see how that goes as well.
That is fun. Huh? And by the way, since you are rating things here in San Francisco and we have you on the line, best Irish pubs that you're tracking today.
Yeah, last year when we look at this, the top ones that we saw, and again, I could be butchering some of these names here because I'm not familiar with the area. We have the Chieftain Irish Pub Restaurant down on 5th Street, which is in San Francisco, followed by Starry Plough's Pub on Chautauqua in Berkeley. And then we have finally Johnny Foley's Irish House, which is on Ofala Street in San Francisco. Those are the three top ones that we saw as the great Irish pubs of the area.
I know all those places well.
I was just going to say, Brian's smiling, yeah. All right, well, I guess it's right on the money then. Yeah, that's fantastic. So what do you see in the future happening, Greg?
Yeah, honestly, with St. Patrick's Day, Guinness obviously is the king. So I don't ever see them kind of losing that kind of perception. But I do see that a lot of other microbreweries are going to come up and offer alternative St. Patrick's Day. One of the beers that I think is very popular that's not available right now in San Francisco is a beer called Left Hand Milk Stout Nitro, which is a very good version of Guinness that's kind of more crafty in a sense that should be making its way out to the West Coast probably this year. The really cool thing about this particular beer is it's served with nitro, and nitro is a way of pumping oxygen into the tap handle when you actually pour it out, and the result is more of a creamier finish, something you're used to with Guinness, with being really smooth and easy. But the cool thing was they invented a way to do this without the tap handle. You actually buy this in a bottle and you pour it really hard into a glass, and that action of the friction in the bottle creates this nitrous oxide already for you, having the same experience. So I think this is kind of the future of these St. Patrick's Day as we move to more of the craft-oriented crowd, having these other brands kind of trying to steal some market share from Guinness, but it's going to take some time, ultimately. They own this holiday pretty easily.
I have to tell you, everybody in the newsroom looking in here, shaking their heads, yes. Everybody's in a beer trance, for Christ's sake. Okay, I love it. It's a good thing. Well, I appreciate your time, Greg. It's been fantastic speaking with you. Continued success. I mean, obviously, it is a huge success.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Greg Avila, and it's the Untapped app available on iPhone and Android. So, as Brian said, he's been using it for years. So beer away. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian, for using it for years.
Yes. Oh, no problem.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Have a great night, Greg.
Okay,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we come back. Let's continue the conversation about beer because, I'm not up on beer. I don't drink beer, but I'd like to talk, and we're going to talk to Brian Pelletier, who makes his own beer. I want to talk about craft beers. So if you have an opinion on what is your favorite craft beer, what do you like? What do you think other people should try? What do you think? Where do you think the craft beer industry is going? If you have something to talk about craft beer here in the Bay Area or wherever you're listening in the United States or around the world, 808-0810 is the number. Area code 415 out of the Bay, 415-808-0810. We'll continue on the Drex Radio Show on KGO8. 1,584 years ago today, in 432, St. Patrick died, sort of. It was uncertain whether he passed away on the 8th or the 9th, but the church people just decided add them together and make it 17. That's how it came up.
Hit the joint way across town.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
I'll be wearing lucky shamrocks and just getting wasted now while listening to some Irish music played by some selves.
Beer, beer, beer.
I mean, what's St. Patrick's for? Besides smiling Irish eyes, it's for drinking and for smoking and for staying out all night and coming home all hungover in that morning light.
Yeah.
I'm Irish and I'm very proud. And in the bars where I'll be found, chugging green beer down. Chugging green beer down.
And by the way, if you're still wearing pants, you're not celebrating it right. Okay, so let's get with the program. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom hanging with me tonight. And we're talking beer, and we're going to talk craft beer. And, you know, not something that I'm very knowledgeable about, but we're going to get to it. 808-0810 is the number. Let's take a call right away. Thank you for holding. Good evening. Who do we have here, Brian?
Oh, this is Chris from Sunnyvale.
Chris, good evening. You're on KGO. Chris?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
There you go.
Hey, this is my first time calling, and we're going to be opening up a place. We're going to have 20 draft beers. So the reason why I'm calling tonight is I want to listen to the outcome of everything, and I want to hear what people want to drink.
Okay.
So I put the right kind of beer at my place. We're going to have, we're over at the golf course in Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale Sunken Gardens, we're opening up.
All right.
So we're going to have 20 craft beers out there, and I need to know what everybody wants to drink.
Well, I have a list here, and we will. Okay, well, thank you for the call. Keep listening, and if you want to, yes, if you want to weigh in, 808-0810, and you can help him out here and tell him what he should be having at his bar, but we'll discuss.
And, so some of my favorite beers that I've had, obviously, and these are ones that are really popular, too, that I see at a lot of beer bars in the Bay Area. Obviously, Anchor Steam, Greg Avola with Untappd just said that was the number one local beer on St. Patrick's Day here
right.
in San Francisco, and it is the number one beer out there. You see it all over the city. I really like Drake's Pale Ale. It's nice and hoppy, it's a really delicious beer, and I see it all over the place now. It used to be harder to find, but now I see it in places like Trader Joe's. And
I like the pale ales.
Yeah. This one's a really good one. It won the silver medal a couple of years ago at the Great American Brewing Competition. So it's a legit beer, and they're out of San Leandro. They also have a tap room in Oakland. So if you want to check them out, that's where you would do it. And, you know, Faction in Alameda is a good day trip. If you want to go out to Alameda and enjoy yourself in the East Bay, for a day, Faction is a brewery out there, and they're kind of like in this, old Navy area, and it does look a little bit sketchy, when you go, but they're in a giant warehouse, and it's just a nice area, and they have a whole bunch of really great beers.
Well, let me run by the list, looking at the list here that was computated for us. So, and then you can weigh in, and that gentleman who called and anybody else who wants to contribute can, 808-0810. So number one is Pliny the Younger. Does that sound? Now, if I mispronounce these, I don't know my beer, so.
No, Pliny the Younger is it.
Yeah, okay.
Pliny the Younger is it, and that is very rare, and it's only available at certain times of year. And
that's the one everybody lines up for, right? Goes
yeah,
crazy.
So he was talking about Pliny the Elder earlier, which
right,
is
that's
also
number two.
Popular, but that's available throughout the year. You can get that anytime. Pliny the Younger is only available, I think, in early spring. They usually release it around San Francisco Beer Week.
February?
Yeah, in February.
Okay.
So I guess the winter.
All right. Fundamental Observation.
I've never heard of that one.
The Bottle Logic Brewing Company?
No.
It's an Imperial Stout.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's number three.
Those are usually really high alcohol content and heavy, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Does this sound right? 14.30%?
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, my God.
That will knock you on your butt.
Everybody here is going, wow. I'm even going, wow. A couple of those, man. Wow.
That's almost wine-level alcohol.
Yeah. What is like a Budweiser?
I think it's like under five. It's in the fours.
Well, maybe I'm really missing out.
I think you are.
Hell with the rum and coke, man. If it, 14, 14. Oh, IPAs give you man boobs. Moobs. Well, okay, there's that. got enough situations going on in that area. Citra Double IPA, the Kern River Brewing Company.
That's a good one, and it's really, they use IPA. Citra hops, and it's really hoppy and 8%. Almost citrusy is how I would describe it. It's good.
All right. Parabola.
It sounds like a disease.
I know, right? Doesn't it? Firestone Walker Brewing Company, a Russian Imperial Stout, 14% once again.
Interesting.
That's
really high.
Let me ask you a question about these tough California beers. Is there a restriction on the alcohol content? Because isn't there in some areas of the country or some states?
So beer and wine is all regulated by the federal government,
right?
Which is why it took so long for the craft beer industry to kind of get going through the 80s and 90s to what it is now, because there are a lot of restrictions and you know, red tape that kind of hold back companies from just, like, distributing their stuff out there.
Well, so. And let's face it, I mean, Anheuser-Busch and Miller and all of those guys, they would snap these independent guys up, you know, left and right at the beginning of this craze. And it seems to me, I mean, you know, let's face it, they don't want anybody coming in there.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, the only way to get your stuff distributed was through one of the big boys. So they were kind of almost freezing out the smaller guys.
The distribution, right?
It's not exactly the way, but it was like, yeah, the distribution. They were almost freezing them out. And now, you know, they've been able to kind of make inroads through their distribution. And now the big guys are snapping them up.
Oh, so they still are buying them up left and right.
Yeah, yeah. They're looking for... you know, breweries that have really talented brewers that are making a good product that are, you know, growing, and they want to buy these guys because they want their ideas.
Very interesting. Duck Goose by the Lost. Yeah.
Duck Goose.
No, Goose.
I've never heard of
that.
With
a Z.
Are these all high alcohol content?
No. This one's it's an American Wild Ale by the Lost Abbey, 7%.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It sounds good.
Okay. Al Smith Speedway Stout.
I haven't had that one.
Well, that one says Vietnamese coffee bourbon barrel aged. Al Smith Brewing Company, American Double and Imperial Stout, 12%.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a very complicated flavor, too. So.
Yeah, it sounds complex
to me. If you're used to drinking Bud Light, that would not be kind of like the way to break into craft beer. That would be my suggestion.
Not so much. Okay. Supplication. Russian River Brewing Company.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've been up to their brewery in Russian River, and they have lots of great beers on tap and available there. So if you're ever up in wine country,
you're up in beer country
and you're
too.
Not feeling like wine, go check out Russian River. I highly recommend it.
Let me see what else we have here. Black Tuesday, the brewery, an American Double Imperial Stout, 19.20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whew. I can't, at that point, I don't even know if you can technically call it a beer. That just seems a bit much to me. I mean, you could probably find some hard alcohol that's up in that range.
How many of those would I drink before I'm two sheets? One?
You could probably drink half of one.
Half a one?
Well, you wouldn't
so
be.
So if I drank two
You'd
or
be
three.
Feeling it after one, for
See,
sure.
See, my problem, and this is why years ago I gave up drinking beer, is because I would have to, you know, I think this is the case with a lot of people. Okay, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I mean, if I'm going to drink beer, I'm going to drink it for the buzz. That's what I'm going to drink it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to BS you on the air. It's not my thing, man. So, you know, I'm not as not an aficionado. I would drink, well, what would I drink? I would drink Labatt's. Canadian beer would be my favorite. Right. Yeah, so I was a Labatt's guy. So I would drink like three or four, and then I'd feel okay. It's like, okay, I can down this. Then I could run, you know, 6, 8, 10 beers and feel great. But my problem was the hangover.
Yeah, can be pretty bad, especially, with Labatt's. Ugh.
Are you not a Labatt's guy?
See, I'm more into flavor, and some of those beers that you've been reading on your list are more high alcohol content beers, and I think that kind of hurts the flavor, in my opinion. So I look for beers that are anywhere like 6.5% to 8%. 8% is really on the high end for me. So I look for something that's 6.5%, 7%, because then you're going to get that full complement of flavor. It's not going to be drowned out by the alcohol, in my opinion. And you're still, if you're looking for a buzz, you're still going to get a buzz because it's that slightly right. higher. I mean,
so content. This would be a social event, you know, like sitting out by the campfire and drinking with my buddies. And that's just what I would go to. But the hangout. 808-0810. We're talking about craft beers here in the Bay Area, your favorites. And especially on St. Patty's Day, why not? 808-0810 is the number. We'll continue our conversation after this brief break on KGO 810.
KGO 810.
Beer, 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 beer. That's what we're talking about at St. Patty's Day. Why the hell not? All right. We were running by you some of the best California brews that are IPAs and, well, craft beers. Let's take some calls. Let's go to the phone. 808-0810 if you want to weigh in. We'll start with Heidi in
Concord.
In Concord. Hi, Heidi. Good evening.
Top of the morning to you. Oh, I guess.
Top of the evening to you. Top of the evening to you at this point, right?
Yeah, right. So, Heretic, chocolate, hazelnut, porter.
Yeah, you got to write that one down. It is fantastic. It's so smooth and delicious.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
you're a fan of chocolate, I know a lot of people can't. Chocolate is like their kryptonite. They can't get away from it. This is definitely a beer from you. You want to go after this and seek it out.
See, now that sounds odd to me that you would have a beer that tastes chocolate-ish.
Well, it's a porter, and a porter is a dark beer, almost right? like a Guinness,
okay.
like a stout. So
it's
black, and it's heavier. So it's not the type of beer that you would probably go out and drink lots
of. Six-pack, right.
But, you know, you want to go out and you really just want to enjoy beer. Something for the flavor. This one would be like a perfect dessert beer to have after a meal.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you having one or two or several, Heidi?
Actually, no. I had my Guinness stewed lamb stew this evening. And then I had a Red Killian's because, you know, I'm Irish. And then if you're truly Irish, you have a snake bite.
Ah,
oh, well.
Tell me about the snake bite. What's that all about?
Snake bite is one-third Guinness and half a bottle, 12-ounce bottle of Magner's Irish cider.
Ah, that sounds like it will have some zing to it.
So you are having a good night, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's time for me to go night-night.
Nighty-night. All right, thank you very much, Heidi. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
You're
okay.
A great caller.
Yeah, that is great. Somebody else was talking about Bear Republic in Hillsburg?
Yeah, right. They have a really nice IPA that you can find everywhere as well. And if our other caller, Chris, is still listening, Racer 5 is one of the most popular beers made in the Bay Area. You can find it all over the place.
So we're running down our list of the top ones here in the Bay Area. Cable Car by the Lost Abbey. It's an American Wild Ale.
Interesting.
Beautification. Once again, Russian River.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've had that for sure.
I got it wrong. Beatification.
Yeah.
Beatification.
I've had that
beautification.
One. At their brewery, actually. It was really nice. It was a beautiful day in wine country, and we stopped to have a beer.
Well, somebody said about the Healdsburg, the Bear Republic, it's the one place that's not snooty in Healdsburg. So, whatever that means. Okay. Especially if you have several, probably, right?
Don't hold it against us, listeners in Healdsburg.
We love you very much.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I don't even know what I'm talking about here. I'm just going through the list. Alesmith Speedway Stout, Bourbon Barrel Aged, Alesmith Brewing Company. It's an American Double Imperial Stout, 12%.
I've tried that once. It is a very complex flavor. Whenever you have a bourbon barrel-aged beer that's right. high alcohol content, you know, you're going to taste that alcohol, but there's a lot of going on with that beer. There's a lot of flavors there.
I think it's interesting that when you talk about craft beer, and Brian, you brought this up, that the higher the alcohol content is, that the less you desire drinking it.
Well, that's my personal
right.
suggestion. So you read something earlier that it's something like 18, 19%.
Right.
Usually my cutoff is right around 8%.
That's
I could
Black
go a
Tuesday.
Little bit over that, but most of the beers that I drink are under 8%. Like if I were to go to the grocery store and pick something out.
What would you get?
I mean, it depends what's there. It's a really hard decision for me many times.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm standing in front
of
a big...
You go in the beer trance like everybody has when we were talking about Greg Avila about the Untappd app. By the way, if you missed that conversation, if you're a beer lover, download Untappd.
Yeah, because then you get to find out about all these cool beers that are around you, things you might not know about, and it kind of learns your preferences. So as you
it's
use
intuitive.
The app more and more,
right,
it'll give you great suggestions on what to go seek out.
Yeah, it's ways for beer people. Okay, that's just the way it is. It's Tinder for your beer. Okay.
Swipe right.
Like I said, if your pants are still up, you're not celebrating correctly. Get with the program. So, Brian, you actually brew your own beer.
Yeah, I do. I got into it right after I moved out here. I had a friend that had all kinds of brewing equipment, and of course, living in San Francisco, no room for any of it.
I was just going to say, how the hell does that work?
And I had a larger apartment at the time, so he ended up like bringing all of his stuff over, and we ended up combining on a few different beers and making some beers together, and it was great. So now occasionally, like every 6 months or so, I'll brew up another batch, and usually I find people that are interested in doing it to give me a hand. So it's always good to, when you're brewing, to do it with, if you're doing a big 5 gallon batch, which is a lot more beer than you might think.
What do you make? I mean,
everything.
Yeah,
mostly ales. Right. You know, I've made IPAs, I've made pale ales, I've made porters.
Well, you're a brewmaster.
Yeah, red ales.
What the hell are you doing working here? Why are you not opening your own place?
Maybe I will someday.
That sounds great. So you've really got it down. I mean, there's got to be, I guess it's, you know, luck of the draw. I mean, it's something you figure out by going through the process several
times,
right?
Like, I have brewery books that I kind of read through, right? And they have recipes in them.
That's
so
very cool.
You can either just go to the brew shop. A lot of towns do have brew shops. You can either just go there and, you know, get ingredients off your recipe list, or you can ask the person at your local brew shop for suggestions. Like, they're usually pretty excited about helping people out that are interested in making their own beer. So,
And in your apartment, which one of the closets is the hothouse with the sativa? The Girl Scout cookies.
No, I don't do any of that.
Well, I mean, let's face it, if you have your own brewery.
But I do want to, I have friends that grow their own hops, and I've been kind of looking into it the last couple of years.
It's all about the hops, right?
Growing my own hops. Yeah, yeah, I mean, beer has four ingredients: grain, hops, water, and what's the other?
Yeast.
That's it. Yeast. Yeast is very important. They're actually,
don't forget the yeast.
They all combine to make beer, and they're all very equally important, I would say, in the final flavor of your beer.
Hmm. So when you make your own batch, how many bottles of beer does that equate to?
I make it in 5 gallon batches.
Okay.
People can do them in different sizes, but 5 gallons is usually normal, and that makes, I don't know. I have bottles that are all different sizes, so it's hard to tell, but you get a good amount of beer out of it, and it's more than you would spend, like, if you were to go out and buy.
Is it as good as the stuff you buy?
You get more.
Since you mastered it,
some of the batches are real stinkers, especially when you're first trying out the craft beer process, making beer at home. But at the, you know, you get better at it, just like any skill that you try, or even cooking, baking or whatever, you just get better at it as you progress.
That's what I'm thinking,
and you know, you figure out what you like and what you don't like, and then you can make beers and craft them to your
own taste. Time, bring me one.
I'll
let you.
Cool. What are you interested in?
I think probably something like the IPAs, probably.
All right, I could do an IPA. We'll make that happen.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. Here's your beer chat, everybody. How fun was that? Love that. Happy St. Patty's Day. All right, the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.